What up, y'all? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. This is hour two, man, with The Lunch Break crew. DJ Brother Z holding us down on the production and sound. Man, looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. Man, we talking local politics, man. We talking local politics, track records. What are you looking for in a leader? Does track record matter? Are they getting things done on your behalf? Shannon, what I look for in a leader is somebody who will take the needs that I am passionate about and go fight and win on my behalf. Are we going to win every battle? No. But if we lose in all of them, then I might need to find somebody else to fight on my behalf. And I bring that up because, once again, I want to set the stage here. It was a lot of talk about what Crowley hadn't done. You know? So, let's look into what folks are saying Francesca did. So, like I said, 248 plus bills. She's sponsored, co-sponsored, or whatever. Only one in 6 years. So let's do this, because I know people are going to say this is how I get irritated, right? Because people start saying, "Oh, it was a Republican-controlled House, and you know, that's not fair to just look at that and say this, because you know Republicans both controlled both the chambers." And I had to go look at those numbers too, Shannon. You know we nosy. You know okay. We nosy, Shannon.
Just doing your due diligence.
We'd be digging. So I want to be clear, her own campaign lists one bill she authored that was actually signed into law. I'm not just making this up. This is from her own campaign. And it was an AAPI history education requirement, which passed with bipartisan support, 38 supporters, including 12 Republicans. So she got 12 Republicans to work with her on that bill. And if I'm not mistaken, that bill was surrounding like Hmong education. Which is cool. That's great.
You do have a very large
absolutely
community. Yeah.
And it was signed by Governor Evers in April 2024. That's the one bill in 6 years. One bill in 6 years, right? But nobody brought it like, yo, you haven't done anything. You haven't gotten nothing done in 6 years. You've been losing a lot of fights for your people. And I'm supposed to trust that this same person who cannot get anything through an assembly, which she is currently a part of, and nobody rocking with her policies now, I am supposed to believe that because... Educate me if I'm looking at it the wrong way, please. I am never above being corrected when I'm wrong. But my common sense is telling me if in 6 years you were only able to get one piece of legislation passed, in 6 years, this is the legislative body that you are currently a part of. They not rocking with you now. I'm supposed to trust that now as governor, they're gonna be like, "All right, she governor now. I'm just gonna do it." No, I refuse to believe that.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe it. It's not happening now. So I'm looking at everybody talking about what Crowley isn't doing, what he hasn't gotten done, and he has gotten. So let's talk about this real quick, right? In that assembly, it was 54 Republicans. It was 54 Republicans to whatever less amount of Democrats. So yes, it's hard to get things done when the numbers are stacked against you. And this is why I get upset, because people just start speaking on things and have no real point of context, or they don't even read your whole passage, your whole message right away. They just skim the first line and insult you, call you a shut the hell up, coon ass B. But guess who also worked in the assembly? David Crowley.
Oh.
In 2017, David Crowley worked in said same assembly with 64 Republicans when she had 54. So 10 more Republicans. A way more difficult terrain to navigate. And he was only there 3 years. And in that 3 years, he got 4 times the work done. Mm-hmm. So my point exactly is, black people have to work 4 times as hard in half the time to even show that, man, what are we talking about here?
I get considered, right?
What are we talking about here? But I'm just supposed to believe that all these amazing things that she's saying she's going to do is going to happen now. No, I'm going with the person who's actually gotten things done. Not somebody who's been fighting with an assembly for 6 years and only got one bill through. Zach, if you only showed up and produced one show a year, you still be here?
Me? Yeah, because I'm me, but that's a different story.
Biko is Biko,
too.
I'm going
to keep showing up.
But I dare you to try. Try produce one show a year, Zach. I feel you. You the GOAT. But you'll be Gyro.
I like Gyros.
I love them.
I do too.
And that's why we'd be cooked. That's why we'd be cooked. Shannon, let us show up for one show a year. We have one successful show a year.
Look, you know the lunch break ain't gonna exist no more.
We barely had 1 minute of saying our names. They was ready to get rid of us when we first started. I don't like it. I don't get it.
Say what y'all eating for lunch. Y'all don't eat.
We didn't even get to say our names to the new crew. It was like, nah, I don't like this.
Don't get too comfortable now.
But
oh, man.
I'm supposed to give a raise to somebody who's only gotten one bill passed in 6 years. And then I'm supposed to just listen to these hypocrites tell me that, oh, it's a Republican. Like, no. Crowley had the exact same terrain, even more difficult to navigate. And he did 4 times the work in half the time spent. So I'm telling this person this, Shannon, the person I told you that called me and was asking, was like, you know, and it was like, oh my God, I like, that's pretty bad. They only got one bill through. Like, how is she going to get something through when she's governed? Exactly. But you know what that person told me, Shannon?
What?
I think I still need to see a little more. I got to do a little. So at that point, I was like, you know what? I don't think there's nothing else that I could say or simplify it enough.
It's not even about the work anymore. And people want to make it, they want to feel like it is, but clearly it's just about who you like. It's about face value. It's about who's louder. It's not about actual resume. It's not about what can actually be done, what's proven.
At all.
You can't argue with a mind that's already made up. It doesn't make sense.
At all.
You know, like, I'm showing you the resume, I'm giving you the facts, and that's still not good enough for you, but somebody else just showing up is good enough for you.
But the other thing too is, and I want to be clear, this person didn't say like their mind was made up. They were very undecided.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, here's my case. And I just said, hey, look at the resume. Look at the work actually done. That's it. Like, I'm not telling you, oh, do this because that's my homie or whatever. Like, what do you feel? Look at what has been accomplished. And then make your own decision, because it's nothing else I could say about it. Like, you can't. If David Crowley had only gotten one bill passed and got county executive and did absolutely nothing as county exec, could you imagine? I got people still don't even realize the difference between city government and county government. Telling me he ain't did nothing for the city. I'm like, well, because he's over the county. So I had to turn my comments off, Shannon.
Yeah. It's like yelling into an echo chamber. You saying the same thing over and over again, and you're not being heard at that point. All you can do is lay out the facts, give your reasons. And you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink.
No, you can't. You can't at all. So
I have a stroke trying to talk to these people.
I'm telling you. So that's why I want people to, you know, we got to make our own decisions. Look at the facts. Look at whatever decision you make is up to you. But I am done trying to convince people. And the other thing too, right? I refuse to align myself with a campaign who thinks that the way to get people on your side is by insulting them and not even providing any real substance as to your counter. Those aren't the people I want to align myself with. Because I've always been respectful, humble. Even when I got called a coon, I said, I love you. I said, I wish you well, sister. I got called an idiot. I got called everything. Why would I want to go stand and cheer with them same people that was insulting me? Why would
everything
I want to?
But a child of God.
Mm-mm-mm. Come on now. Why? Why?
That don't sound like very good people to me.
Why would I want to be over there? And then, you know, somebody would say, well, that has nothing to do. It has a lot to do with her.
Yeah.
I tell a lot about people by the people that support them, who they around, who they allow to champion them. And like, first of all, if you rocking with the Ray Nitty brand, like, you know not to be acting crazy, because we are an example of each other. We are an extension of each other. What we say, whether I like it or not, I'm an extension of truth.
Yeah.
What we say impacts each other, whether we want to believe it or not, and we are a representation of each other. And if we don't take those type of things into consideration, I will never align myself with folks that think that that's the way to get people on your side and support you, by calling them idiots, coons, and BBs, and I don't know. I don't know, Shannon.
You're right.
I don't know, Shannon.
It does tell a lot about a leader, the people that follow him. That's all.
But what I
and
do
what's
know,
allowed in that followership.
Absolutely. But what I do know is, in the same assembly, with 10 more Republicans, Crowley got 4 times the work done. And she got 1 bill passed in 6 years. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the lunch break, and we'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nini and maybe Shannon. This is hour two with the Lunch Break crew, man. DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering, visit The Truth's website at 1017thetruth.com to complete volunteer form or by emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That is sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Assurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee Department of Community Wellness and Safety, and Ascension. Man, Family Fest, y'all. Make sure y'all in the building.
Family Fest gonna be a vibe, man. I'm excited.
It is.
I'm excited.
I know that's the last time I'm gonna be putting my foot in my mouth on the radio after our walk run.
What? Wait, what happened?
I was like, let's get a team.
And you got sent off. True.
Sent off to Tsunami.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
We did. You know, I
we
just
get
excited.
We did get a team going. That's what matters.
We did.
Okay?
We did. We can't help what Mother Nature is doing.
Yeah. And Family Fest should be a good vibe. It's the end of August. Look, I'm going to have to look at the weather.
Hmm.
There will be some good weather. I'm going to go out there, see what's going on. Hopefully, let me look at that now, actually. That's what I'm going to do.
Man.
See what the weather going to be like. But is it indoors or is it outside? Because it's at Riverside.
I'm assuming it's going to be outside since it's the summer. Riverside gym get hot. I hope it's outside.
Oh.
You know, that's saying a lot. If somebody like...
It's both. It's inside and outside.
Ah, makes sense.
Oh, nice. So look, even if it rains, sleet, or snow. Exactly. We good to go. That's what I'm talking about. So listen, make sure y'all come out there. Bring the cheering. I'm going to be there. Ray going to be there. Brother Z going to be there. It's just going to be a vibe.
I will not
man.
Be there.
I feel like it's going to be a good time.
I got to be at the studio.
What?
Oh, yeah. He'll be.
Boo! No.
He'll be holding us down with the production and sound.
I guess. He'll be there in spirit. Brother Z will be there in spirit.
She said, boo this man.
You suck. No. Oh man, I'm sad about that. I thought the whole lunch break crew was gonna be there.
It's all good. We gotta get some different technology that allow it, I guess. We need a digital remote board. Biko probably about to pass out hearing us talk about things that gonna create another expense. But let me stop playing and get back serious, man, Shannon. Because you know, I'm just saying, man, y'all attacked my boy on his resume. Now Al said don't take it personal, but I take some things personal now. When you personally attack me, and disrespect. Yeah. I think Al got some rules that we all abide by when it talks about that.
One law, one rule, one standard.
There we go.
Y'all know there that's right, Al.
Shouts out to... That was a long time. It says, great show. It is extremely disheartening to see someone become so disrespectful because of a different perspective or political stance. You gave a very respectful response to the young lady. It didn't start off respectful. I had to delete it. It ended respectful.
Had to make some drafts.
Yeah, you know, sometimes
what they say, you write it out, sit on it for a while, and then you gotta go back in. Like, you know what? I'm better than that. I do that a lot. Sometimes I let the first draft just go. Sometimes you gotta let people know, stop playing with your tap. You know, sometimes you gotta listen. Facebook lifted those rules, and sometimes you gotta cuss a little back. This ain't live on the show now.
Oh yeah, I did.
Especially I said it in the very beginning. When it's my personal page, you gonna get a personal response. I love to curse. I love to read people for filth.
I did some. I love to go yesterday.
Through your pictures and talk about you and your family. See, I love it.
Shannon but is terrible. Know,
I'm a better woman sometimes. Like right now, live on air, I'm gonna respond very of the politically. Live on air, respond very respectful, very politically correct. But you catch me on my Facebook playground. Oh, on Instagram. Oh. I'm gonna have a field day. I might tag some friends and cousins in. Man. Look at this. You know what?
They get them real going.
So Ray did all right. Look, a nice little ribbon session. Straight since up. We going off topic, let's talk about, you know what? Live on air.
Shouts out to Anita Nicole. She said, I was there for the team. I just saw it was canceled. And that pisses me off because me and Zach spoke that morning, and he didn't see that we got the email that it was canceled. But I did get 3 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because of it. So
I was just going to say, there was an upside to that. Y'all it was got a good the day. Mandelas.
It was a good day. Hey, I'm a, I like, you know what? Stay focused, right? I was about to get into the different textures of peanut butter. But.
Because I wanted to bring that up the first time y'all had that PB&J. I wanted to add crunchy stuff. I don't like that. I wanted to ask if it was crunchy peanut butter or not. Is it crunchy?
I love a chunky peanut butter. I love it.
Pause.
Oh,
I love a chunky peanut butter, man. No. I do, dog. Something
he may love it, Shannon, but I did not use chunky peanut butter. I'll tell you that.
God, Zach.
I do, man. Anita said she was salty about not getting a sandwich.
Hey, we might have to have a peanut butter sandwich stand at Family Fest.
Man, straight low key. I wonder if I could course peanut butter jelly deli to get a vendor's booth and bring out the peanut butter jelly deli food truck. That would be too fire.
That would be nice. That would be nice, man. I feel like the people deserve y'all to get after getting rained out. They signed up for our team and we got rained out. That's the only right.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. Saying. We'll figure something out.
We'll figure it out.
But I know what I did figure out. That what'd this person out, that Rain? They've been cussing me out behind and when I ask what is the plan for black families in Wisconsin, because Wisconsin is the worst place to raise black families. Now I understand why there was never a plan. Because you can't get nothing done. I'm not gonna tell these Negroes no plan, and I know ain't nothing I'm doing going in on my own. I barely got the Hmong stuff in.
Negro, please.
You got a plan for me?
I just got that in last year. I'm not gonna let y'all skip me. Who's that nigga on that night? Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere. Music computers and robbers and looters and looters with shooters with and shoot with CDs with my tutors. And my tutors taught me a terrible miracle. You can lie, cheat, and still kill in America. Be celebrated like Captain America. Don't with it, let's get it. This Chris and Bentley, L.A. and Atlantic. Man, I'm a villain with chillin', so I'm not chillin'. I gotta make millions.
What up, y'all? Welcome back, welcome back. This is hour two with the Lunch Break Crew. Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down on the production and sound, man. We talking today, man. And I'm done debating. I'm done debating, Shannon, because they keep moving the goalposts. I remember getting attacked, supporting my boy. I remember specifically, this actually warmed my heart. A positive thing, right?
Okay.
I remember specifically when Crowley dropped out the race. Y'all remember, I was adamant. I was like, I'm still voting for him. His name's still on the ballot. He ain't dropped out in my eyes. Because in my eyes, he never dropped out. But I remember somebody was like, quit being foolish and get in line and support the next black man. Well, I wonder if that person got back in line, and you know, but and then I saw this morning, I saw this morning that they actually reposted my post. Mm-hmm. And I will say, this person never spoke bad about Crowley. They never spoke bad about him. They was just like, Ray, get in line and support the next black man, and quit being foolish and all these other things. But I'm like, the next man in line they was talking about was, you know, I just
doing couldn't. Some strange thing, from what I heard.
See, I wasn't even gonna go there with it, Shannon.
I was reading the articles. What are we talking about?
No. I'm just saying I personally was just taking a different route and saying, you know, I looked at his right. He didn't get nothing done. But you know what's crazy? He got more done than Francesca.
I bet he did.
And that's somebody I said ain't got nothing done. But I don't know, Shannon. I just feel like I'm done because the hypocrisy is showing. The fear. I told y'all this was going to be the greatest underdog story ever. I remember Sherwin had the cute, remember he had that cute Brennan for the winning underdog Aww. Story? It was so cute.
Yeah.
It was adorable. I'm like, I ain't no damn underdog story though, Sherwin. But I understood where he was going with it, and I almost for a second. But it was like, you know, I'm still voting for my dog. But I was like, Joe Brennan didn't stand a chance. And he's only in the race right now because he's pissed off of how he was handled.
Aw.
That's my opinion. Joel knows he doesn't stand a shot. Kelderoy, respectfully, sweetheart. I'm sorry. Let me not say sweetheart because I don't want to disrespect anybody. You know, I don't want people to take that as disrespect. Respectfully, Kelda, pasta trash. I don't know what you was making. Not a seasoning in sight.
Wait.
Not a seasoning in sight. Kelda was on live or TikTok trying to cook and look down and homely. And she had some cooked pasta in a pan and then like just dumped some raw meat on top of the cooked pasta. I was like, wait a minute.
It's all straight from the jar. Was it al dente? I hate chewy pasta. No, well, let me stop. My bad.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm like,
we got peanut butter and jellies. We got pastas. It's a lot going on. Why don't y'all get some stuff? No, you know what?
I just felt like what I saw her cooking up was going to be a representation of her candidacy. It'd just be flavorless. That's not fair. I won't
that's
go there.
She, that's how she lost
she doesn't. Vote. She that doesn't deserve that. She doesn't. She never had it. But this is what I will say, right? Going back to the narrative of black people always got to work 10 times harder. People make these blind statements and don't even see the hypocrisy in the statements that they make, right? I saw a post as we were on the Kelder topic. I saw a post where somebody was like, you know, we're in northern Wisconsin, and Kelda, she came and talked to us. And, you know, I don't know who knows David outside of Milwaukee. Don't nobody know no damn Kelda in Milwaukee, girl. She ain't came out here. Don't nobody know no damn Kelda. Don't nobody know her. So it's like,
true. I didn't even know she was in the race.
Why?
I saw that.
So it's like the audacity to make such a comment and make it polarizing as if like Kelda just been all through Burleigh or something. I see she got like, we'll say this. I did see she's doing like a peanut butter bag lunch, like a peanut butter and jelly bag lunch thing. I don't know where she's doing it, but she's bringing some Mandela's to the ghetto. She's bringing some peanut butter and jellies. Sandwiches, or is it a bag lunch? Not peanut butter jelly. I want it to be peanut butter jelly. Maybe I should go.
Crunchy peanut butter. Ray, I can't believe you. I don't know if you.
No
maybe
peanut
don't
butter
trust,
left
Ray.
Behind.
Crunchy butter.
Jiffy, almond butter, cashew Ray. Butter. I'm buttered up.
Yeah, you was putting sugar in the milk. It's just
pause.
Too much.
I did
Ray.
Say I'm buttered up. Chill out, bro. Like, you didn't even have to catch that.
I don't
that.
Feel like you standing on
business. One bill in 6 years. Stay focused.
Stay focused. I'm sorry. It's the crunchy peanut butter for me.
Shannon,
have you
tried it?
I just can't put my vote behind somebody that eat crunchy peanut butter. That's
thank,
how these people
well, thank,
sound.
Thank God I ain't running. Bob Obama can have that damn seat. He could. I almost said something that probably wouldn't have been.
Well, I almost said something my dad would say. I'm going to shut up for real.
I know exactly what Pops would say because I said it. I almost said it here, but I ain't going to say it. But you good, Bob. It's all you, boss. It's all you. Your wife came on my page, said the most racist stuff. And, you know.
I remember that. That was wild.
He never apologized to the people, too, but by the way. Not to
yeah,
me.
He pretty much was
not
just
to,
like, no, oh, that's what she said.
And but. Once again, the black man got to work 10 times harder to show. Like, yo, what the hell is going on?
And you got
to
answer for stuff your friend's doing, not your wife, your friends. You got to answer for that. But his wife can be full on racist. And he like, what? That's my wife. That's just my wife.
Yeah,
how was I supposed to know? That's the woman I've slept with for 100 years.
I'm like,
but I ain't know she felt like that.
I'm like, and then I'm gonna tell you what bothers me the most, right? Knocking on the doors and hearing people in the neighborhood be like, I'm so sorry you had to deal with that. She is a little, you know.
Like, it's a known thing.
It bothers me, dog. That's why I feel like, okay, I'm not losing my mind. People are just blatantly, deliberately just looking the other way and refusing to believe what's right in front of them. Because no way I'm sending somebody to the governor's house when they can't even get the assembly on their side. Let's say she does get through. Let's say she gets through the primary. She hasn't earned my vote for the general. Let's start there. I'm 98.9%. Like, I refuse to align myself with a camp of supporters like that. But then what is that going to look like when legislation comes to her desk that she may not like, or legislation she may want to get sent down that the assembly may not like they have not been liking for 6 years? We gonna be in such a stagnant place for 4 more years. Could I be wrong? Possibly. But I'm just going at what I'm seeing right now, and right now is she is not getting any thing through the assembly. The same assembly that is going to have to either support or not support things as governed. And all if the policies were so damn good, why in 6 years only one of them got through? Because they sound good.
That's a good question.
But what is the pathway to success in really getting those things to happen? Hey, man. Sherwin said, what does BOW stand for? What does BOW mean? It stands for Build Our Wisconsin. Vote David Crowley. BOW!
BOW!
That's the campaign slogan.
Now move your body, girl. Straight to the voting booth. Move your body over to the voting booth.
But how much time before break? We got a couple minutes? Or we got? We're going to get off her back. I've said what I needed to say. I want to talk about what's next for the black community. I want to, tomorrow we could get into the power of the black vote. I think that'd be that segment is a little bit too long for us to get through today. So we'll pivot to that for tomorrow. Shannon, what do you think about that?
I think that makes sense. Let's hit that one tomorrow, just because I do feel like it could be a little more extensive and we can get a few more we can get perspective from our listeners on that one. And if we start on to that today, we might not be able to give it as much time as it needs.
For sure. E. Gibson says, Nitty, I'm curious, are you comparing the bills that David sponsored with the ones that become law? I'm trying to understand that question. But just so you understand what I'm talking about, E, I'm just more so talking about the assembly, right? Yes, E, I understand it was a Republican-led assembly. And cool. I'm just simply saying people were bashing me for supporting Crowley and saying he hadn't gotten anything done, which was just completely false. And I'm saying in 2017, when he was in the assembly as well, not as county executive, right? Not as county executive, just as an assembly member. It was more Republicans in control. It was 64. And all I'm saying is, I'm not comparing the type of bills or whatever. She got one through, I'm saying he got four in half the time. That's all I'm simply saying. So when people say, are we looking at the resumes? I'm asking the question, are we? Because on one hand, E, they want to discredit somebody and saying he hasn't done enough. He hasn't got enough done. But then on the other hand, they move the goalposts and say it was Republican. Well, they had, if we compare an assembly career, she had twice the time and got half the work done. Not even half the work. A quarter of the work done. That's simply all I'm saying. Love some of the bills that she's trying to get through. I've said it a million times. But what I've also said is people were disrespecting me as if I was saying she's terrible, blah, blah, blah. All I asked was one question. What is the plan for black families in the worst, one of the worst places to raise black families? That was the only question. And then that turned into, what did Crowley do for this? What did he do for that? What has he gotten done? And then like, okay, and then I answer. And then I ask, what has the ops done? And then I'm supposed to be okay with just being told what is going to be done. So that's kind of where I'm at with that, E. That's I'm not comparing like the actual bills, like, yo, this bill was this and this bill was for that. And I'm just saying somebody got some work done. One person got more work done than the next in less time. With way more Republicans to have to work with. So why would I send somebody who's having a difficult time getting legislation passed to fight on my behalf, who also doesn't even have a plan for my fight? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Shannon.
No, I get it.
We ain't even do no TikTok news today. Guru wasn't even around for it.
On the day Guru ain't here, we was respecting his wishes. Look, see? Cousin, we tried to listen. We ain't even do the TikTok stuff. We ain't do what's trending. Guru wasn't here to appreciate that. Tomorrow with the TikTok news.
Right, we'll be right back with it. But don't go anywhere, y'all. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon on your award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
Hey, 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 hey. Now vote, girl. Hey, 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 hey. Now use your vote, girl. Bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
You gotta perform that one at Family Fest. I need that version of it.
Hey, man, build our Wisconsin like bow. Vote David Crowley. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. The Lunch Break. What's happening? Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon. Hey, now move your body, girl. Bow, bow, bow. Build our Wisconsin, hey. Y'all like bow. I like her. I want to wife her. I want to take her home and pull it off. We vote like bow, 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 bow. Vote David Light. All right, quit the views and the opinions. Hit the button, hit the button, hit the button, hit the button. The views and opinions. The
guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth.
Man, I was just, you know.
That button gonna be worn out by the time we done.
It's gonna have his fingerprint. Play it after everybody. His fingerprint gonna be imprinted in that button.
Oh, man.
I like that. See, I should have been an entertainer / political strategist. And then maybe I could have.
I mean, I believe it works.
I got some strategy, man. Build our Wisconsin. Bow. We'd have been lit.
We got to get that printed.
We'd have been lit.
We got to get that printed. We got a few days.
But, yeah, Shannon, I ain't going to, I'm not going to beat some policy that's not going nowhere, but I think it says a lot, though.
Yeah.
Resume what matters. The work that you are getting done matters. It's hard for me to get behind someone who has not been able to get anything through an assembly legislation. And then I'm automatically supposed to believe that now in 6 years. I got to keep saying this because, like, what we talking about? We talking about fiction or we talking about facts? And the facts is, respectfully, one bill in 6 years.
Yeah.
One bill in 6 years. And somebody says, but if Hong wins the partisan primary and then in November up against a Trump Republican like the Tiffany, if you don't vote for Hong, and that's like a vote for a Republican. I don't know what I'm voting for, because what's she going to get done? She's gotten one bill done in 6 years. It sounds like of people that's voting for her in Madison is voting for Republicans right now anyway then, at the assembly level, because in 6 years she's gotten one bill through after 248-plus attempts. Make it make sense. Why are we sending somebody who can't get any legislation passed? It doesn't make sense. I'm not here to debate it no more. You're not going to continue to hire somebody who's had nearly a 0% success rate in the job that you sent them to go do. You're not giving them a raise. That's all I'm saying. But that's all I got, Shannon. I don't got nothing else for today. That's it.
Well, I got something. I got something for today. I would like y'all to go to our Facebook page, as I said in the beginning of the show, the top of the show. I want y'all to go to our Facebook page, join our community, be a cousin of ours. You know what I'm saying? Hang out with us every lunch break. We are at The Lunch Break on Facebook. Ray Nitty can be found across all platforms at Ray Nitty, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I. His comment's going to be back on. He just getting bullied by some people online right now. Cousins, we might need y'all to step in. They're trying to jump them in the comments.
Man,
y'all can find me across all platforms at Maybe Shannon. I'm M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. And make sure you guys join the conversation on YouTube. All of our shows can be found on YouTube. You can join the chat. You can watch us live in the studio. And make sure you guys call the number with questions, comments, concerns. Even if you want to just shout somebody out and you just want to yap with us, okay? Even if it's about a different episode, call us 833-212-1017. And don't go anywhere, because right after this, we got The Grapevine with Manon and we got Tap In with Jazzy. Y'all don't want to miss it. We'll be back same time, same place, Monday through Friday, 12 to 2.
Mm-hmm. Quote of the day, Shannon, by Shirley Chisholm.
Let's hear it.
If they don't give you a seat at the table, bring a folding chair.
Mm.
And knock everything off that damn talking. Table.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
We out. Bow. Build our Wisconsin. Vote David Crowley. This is the Lunch Break signing out, y'all. We gone.